When your servers are not performing at their peak, business processes can suffer. And with the current growth and constant growth in demand for data, it can be difficult to choose the right storage solution to support those servers and all that data. How do you decide today between hybrid and all-flash storage? How do you determine the best fit when expansion is necessary? Making a smart choice that facilitates growth and maximizes present performance is imperative, and a trusted IT partner can help you with that process. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard with you, and on our podcast today, pleased to have Jeff Silva on board. He is the director of IT for the Yakima Herald, and he's going to be talking to us about a project he had where his servers and storage, they needed a little help. He was able to reach out to PC Connection to get the help he was looking for, as well as a technology partner. So we're going to be talking about that. He'll tell you how he was able to rescue the performance of the server environment at Yakima by, again, working with the experts at PC Connection. So, Jeff, thank you for taking time joining us here today. Start off here, quick overview of the Yakima Herald.
The Yakima Herald Republic is a local newspaper in Central Washington. We are part of the Seattle Times newspaper group, and we are a daily newspaper that reaches 73% of our customer base through Central Washington. Our circulation is roughly around 32,000.
And the Washington area, I mean, we know it as a tech hub. So you must have, when you got there, right, the greatest technology landscape ever.
Unfortunately, that is not the case. When I first arrived about 3.5-4 years ago, our technology focus, as well as the overall industry, wasn't necessarily great. It was a pointed and a very targeted push to make sure the technology supported the business. But even as our distribution started to change and our advertisers needed to go more online, that's when we started to make the push as well to put our content and our advertisement online on our online property as well as our newspaper. So unfortunately, it wasn't, but it gave me that opportunity to come in and try and make a difference in this industry to push that content out in a more digital fashion, or even make our operations run more electronic rather than paper.
And that means, server upgrades, storage upgrades, the whole kind of infrastructure, I'm assuming there. Give us an idea. As you started looking kind of on the storage front, what were some of the drivers you were saying, wow, this is really going to lead to, we need to upgrade our storage offerings?
Well, it really kind of goes back to what our user base scenarios were. Being an IT organization, we don't make money for the business. Being an IT organization, we support our business that actually makes the money for us. Our sales reps, our reporters, finally getting desktops on their machine, we started to go more towards a virtualized space. The virtualized environment was great from a cost savings perspective, not only on the hardware, but support, power savings, et cetera, et cetera. However, when you get into the virtual environment, the desktops are very demanding on a central network-attached storage unit. So part of our emphasis was is how do we can, we had rolled out an initial virtual desktop infrastructure through one of the competitors to Tejal that didn't perform well for the desktop virtualization space. It performed very well for databases and those types of main infrastructures, but for the users and desktops, it had some challenges with bottlenecks based on how the technology was created. So, that's our main emphasis to, try and improve that performance of those desktop user experiences.
And you brought up Tejal Systems. You ultimately, that was the technology you chose. Tell me a little bit about kind of what went into your infrastructure from Tejal.
We've actually implemented a couple different pieces of it. The first piece was their Zebby Array, the HA2100. It's the controller, a dual-headed controller unit that is very redundant, solid-state drives, and it's just it's a workhorse for us. And when I say workforce, again, it's primarily, in our infrastructure, it's primarily directed towards end-user desktops and file sharing and those types of applications. And that's how we've, you've really utilized it in our infrastructure.
Tejal was a company that you had a previous relationship with, working knowledge of their products. This was something new to you. Kind of how did you choose these products? Did you compare contrast with other offerings?
Actually, yes, we did. We did have one option in-house. It was actually made by NetApp. Again, it was on the infrastructure side, and then we kind of rolled in the infrastructure virtualization with our desktop virtualization. And that product didn't really work. Not necessarily a design flaw in terms of how we planned our architecture. It was just more limitation of the hardware. PayGile does a very good job using their flash cache to really boost the performance of, you know, on-demand data that's really used all the time by the end users, where our previous vendor didn't. As we started to research, you know, different options that were out there, this was about a year and a half ago, we engaged with one of our partners, PC Connection, and we looked at different options. We looked at four different solutions. And at that point, hybrid solutions, meaning, you know, hard drives and flash cache, wasn't something that was really, I wouldn't say, prevalent in the industry. Everything was just all flash-based, or it was all hard drive-based. PayGile did a great job of kind of bringing those things together, and working with and partnering with PC Connection, they did a good job of, you know, bringing that to our attention, saying, look, you know, we understand what you guys are trying to do based on what you've told us and you know, how we worked together in the past, and we think this would be an option that you guys should really look at. So again, we looked at, you know, four major vendors, and PayGile was the choice that we ended up with.
This area of storage, again, all disk or all flash, now the hybrid. Yeah, you were at really the cutting edge a year and a half ago when just that was starting to come together. We're seeing more of that in the marketplace these days. I believe you just mentioned PC Connection. You had a previous relationship then with them, so they had an awareness of kind of what you were already doing. Did I hear that correctly?
That is correct. I mean, we've been working with PC Connection for about 3 years on various projects, and they do a great job of blending the entire infrastructure and understanding what our overall strategy is. Obviously, we play our part in that and telling them what our business requirements are and whatnot, but, you know, we've worked with them for the past 3 years to really come to a cohesive plan about what we're doing. And they do a great job of bringing specialists in their area, in the various areas, together to really help us kind of realize what our potential is. Obviously, we have to be concerned with budgets and time constraints and those types of things. But they really, you know, take the time to understand what you need and really listen to fulfilling the requirements and not necessarily pushing a particular type of technology down unless they know that it's what you really need. But again, it's never a forceful scenario with PC Connection. It's like, these are your options and this is what you get out of each one. We really recommend this one, you know, for this particular reason. So they do a great job of that.
All right, good stuff on that front. And it sounds like obviously then, you know, you made a decision and you had some drivers saying, look, we need to make a change here. So you reach out. Maybe we can do a little timeline here, kind of the process. From the moment you picked up the phone and called and said, hey, guys, got another project here.
So we engaged PC Connection. Within the first 30 days, I think we had outlined the requirements to four different vendors, which in my world, that is actually a long time. We are extremely agile here. Even though, you know, we're a small newspaper, but we're extremely agile and we move quickly just based on, you know, all the different things that we need to change because we've been behind for so long. So about 30 days to get the requirements out, and about 45 days, you know, we'd made our decision to go with PayGile based on performance analysis, and then we really started into the quoting and pricing part of the project. So that took about an additional 4 weeks. And then at the same time, in parallel, we were working out with their teams, knowing that we're going to get to this, you know, this number that we need to, and, you know, let's go ahead and start planning out. So the next piece was actually very quick, the implementation piece. At that point, you know, PC Connection was kind of had handed it over to PayGile for the fulfillment components and the implementation components. 2 weeks of our decision to go with their product, you know, had a schedule in place, and, you know, had a very aggressive schedule, and they were able to, and within the next 2 weeks of that, so about a month after we had made the decision, they were on site and installing. We had planned 3 days for the installation. It actually took us 1.5 days, and 1.5 of those days was really based on training. We were up and running on day one. So it was really a fast turnaround for us to get that technology in. Since that implementation, we've actually expanded our capacity on the PayGile system by adding another shelf. And again, it was the same type of experience with PayGile. They were in, they got it done, you know, within the time frame, and then the system's up and running and they're gone.
Hey, let's wrap it up then with kind of a final grade of this entire project.
For PayGile and even PC Connection, I mean, I give it an A. I mean, they did a great job, you know, keeping us on task for what we really wanted to try and accomplish. And then the result is our machines are running faster, and it allows us to our users to do more work. So at the end of the day, A for me.
Hey, Jeff, good stuff there, sir. Do appreciate it. We're going to let you run. I know you got a lot of things to do up there at the Yakima Herald, but we do appreciate your time talking with us here today. Folks, hope you enjoyed the conversation. If you would like to learn more about the products and the services that can help ensure your organization is ready to design an infrastructure for tomorrow, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about beginning your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can learn more online, govconnection.com, or you're invited to call 1-800-800-0019. If you want to send an email, we are happy to receive it. connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap up this edition of Connection Point. My name is James Hilliard. We do look forward to talking to you all down the road.